Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Government extends ban on onion exports till further orders. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says suitable and timely policy decisions and economic reforms helped India steer away from COVID crisis. Pakistan Foreign Minister Mohammad Ishaq Dar says his country will seriously consider restoring trade ties with India. Death toll in Moscow terror attack rises to 133. And in sports, Maharashtra's Nahid Divecha wins 2 gold medals in Indian Masters National Badminton Championships in Panchkula. The centre has extended the export ban on onion till further orders. The decision has been taken to increase domestic availability and to keep the prices of onion under check. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, in a notification said that prohibition on export of onions was valid till the 31st of March 2024 and it is extended until further orders. On December last year, the government had banned the export of onions. However, it allowed the export of onions to friendly countries on a case-to-case basis. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that suitable and timely policy decisions and economic reforms helped India steer away from the COVID crisis. Addressing a session of Thinkers Forum in Bengaluru today, she said that the global community has today recognized India for its role during the pandemic and how it is today the fastest growing economy.
Despite the 2020 COVID challenge, which was no comparison to the global financial crisis. Global financial crisis of 2008 and 2009 was limited to some countries, whereas 2020's COVID was across the board. No country was free of it. It was a global crisis truly. And despite that global crisis, today India is the fifth largest economy. Today India is the fastest growing economy and it shall sustain being the fastest growing in the next few years as well.
Foreign portfolio investors have shown a significant resurgence in their investment activity within the Indian equity markets this month, injecting over 38,000 crore rupees, mainly driven by favorable shifts in the global economic scenario and strong domestic macroeconomic outlook. The investment came following a modest investment of 1,539 crore rupees in February and a massive outflow of 25,743 crore rupees in January. With this, the foreign portfolio investors' FPI's investment has turned positive to the tune of 13,893 crore rupees in equities so far in 2024 and 55,480 crore rupees in the debt market. The Election Commission has always focused on accessible voting every time, and it has the motto of "No voter is left behind." Today we will hear a report from our correspondent on accessible voting. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission has announced that the voters above 85 years of age and persons with disabilities with 40% benchmark disability can vote from home. Volunteers and wheelchairs will be available at every polling stations. The poll body is also arranging transport facility. The Commission has launched Saksham app to facilitate easier voting. It is also pushing for permanent assured minimum facilities AMF in schools as a gift of election process to the students. Assured minimum facilities consists of drinking water, toilets, signage, ramp or wheelchair, help desk, voter facilitation center, sufficient light and shed. There will also be polling stations managed by persons with disabilities, polling stations exclusively managed by women and model polling stations. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Former Indian Air Force Chief R.K.S. Bhadauria and former YSRCP MP from Andhra Pradesh, Varaprasad Rao Velagalapalli, today joined the BJP in New Delhi. They were inducted in the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur. In Bihar, the constituent of NDA Alliance JDU today released the list of its candidates from all the 16 Lok Sabha seats. Most of the nominees are sitting MPs who have again got a chance to contest the Lok Sabha elections. The sitting MPs of Siwan Lok Sabha seat Kavita Singh and Sitamarhi Parliamentary Constituency Sunil Kumar Pinto have been denied tickets by the party high command. The JDU leadership has expressed faith in new entrant Vijay Lakshmi Devi from Siwan and Devesh Chandra Thakur from Sitamarhi Lok Sabha seats. Mr. Thakur is presently chairman of the Bihar Legislative Council also. Former MP Lovely Anand is a new entrant in the list. She will contest from Shehar Lok Sabha seat. The JDU has got the seat from BJP in a seat-sharing agreement. Among the prominent faces who again got party tickets are Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lalan Singh from Munger, Dinesh Chandra Yadav from Madhepura, Kaushalendra Kumar from Nalanda and Santosh Kushwaha from Purnia. Sitting MPs from Bhagalpur Parliamentary Constituency Ajay Kumar Mandal, Giridhari Yadav from Banka and Dulal Chandra Goswami from Katihar seat have again got party tickets. In Tamil Nadu, after suing up a seat-sharing deal with the BJP, the Amma Magal Munnetra Karagam, AMMK, unveiled its candidates for the seven-phase Lok Sabha elections today. Announcing the names of the party's Lok Sabha candidates, AMMK General Secretary TTV Dinakaran said the AMMK will contest two seats in the DMK-ruled southern state as part of a seat-sharing deal with the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA. Dinakaran himself will contest the Theni Lok Sabha seat, while Sendil Nathan will be the NDA's pick from Trichy. The West Bengal CPIM has announced candidates for four key Lok Sabha constituencies in the state. CPIM State Secretary Mohammed Saleem has been fielded from the Murshidabad constituency. The Ranaghat constituency will see Alkesh Das as the CPIM candidate. For the Bardhaman Durgapur constituency, the CPIM has put forth Sukriti Ghosh as their candidate. Lastly, in the Bholpur constituency, Shamli Pradhan has been nominated. In Uttarakhand, political parties have commenced campaigning upon the announcement of Lok Sabha election dates. Voting is to be held in the first phase on all five seats in the state and the nomination process has also started. More from our correspondent.
There are five Lok Sabha constituencies in Uttarakhand and voting for all these seats will be conducted in the first phase on April 19. The total number of voters in the state is above 83 lakh, who will determine the fate of the candidates in the upcoming election. Around 1,45,000 young voters will also cast their vote for the first time. The number of voters above 85 years of age in the state exceeds 65,000, while the number of Divyang voters is around 79,000. The Election Commission has made special arrangements to ensure the participation of these voters in the election. A total of 11,729 polling stations have been established in the state for smooth conduct of the elections. Meanwhile, the nine nominations have been filed for all five Lok Sabha seats of the state so far. BJP candidate from Haridwar and former Chief Minister of the state, Trivendra Singh Rawat, has filed his nomination. Congress has announced its candidate from Tehri, Almora, Nainital, Haridwar and Garhwal seats. BSP has finalized the names of its candidates for four Lok Sabha seats in the state. The state's regional party Uttarakhand Kranti Dal is also participating in the Lok Sabha election and has announced its candidates for the four Lok Sabha seats in this state. Sanjeev Sundrial, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Pakistan's Foreign Minister Mohammad Ishaq Dar has said that his country will seriously consider restoring trade ties with India which remains suspended since August 2019. Mr. Dar told a press conference in London that Pakistani businessmen want trade with India to resume. His remarks indicated a potential shift in Pakistan's diplomatic stance towards India. Islamabad downgraded its diplomatic ties with New Delhi after the Indian government abrogated Article 370 of the Constitution, revoking the special status of Jammu and Kashmir and bifurcating the state into two union territories. New Delhi made it clear to Pakistan that the entire union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are integral and inalienable parts of India. New Delhi has also asserted that the constitutional measures taken by the Indian government to ensure socio-economic development and good governance in the union territory of Jammu and Kashmir are matters internal to India. In Russia, death toll from the terrorist attack at the Crocus City Hall has climbed to 133. Quoting Russian Investigative Committee, state media TASS reported that search operation is underway and rubble was being removed from the concert hall. According to the Russian Health Ministry, 147 people were injured. Russia said it has arrested 11 people today along with the four gunmen. The attack on the Crocus City Hall was claimed by Islamic State affiliate Islamic State Khorasan Province ISISK, but Russian Security Service has claimed that the attackers had links to Ukraine and were leaving for the neighboring country. Ukraine said allegations of Ukrainian involvement are absurd. Meanwhile, US said that the claim by ISISK is credible and believes that Ukraine was not responsible for the attacks. The Russian embassy in India has opened an online book of condolence for people who wish to offer condolences to the families of the victims. The online book would enable people to post healing messages or express support and sympathy for the kin of the dead in the comment section. The colourful festival of Holi was celebrated by the Indian Cultural Association in a collaboration with the Swami Vivekananda Cultural Centre in Sri Lanka's Colombo. Several hundred members of the Indian diaspora and Sri Lankan nationals joined in the celebrations. For the celebrations, the Indian Cultural Association made elaborate arrangements including gulal from India, apart from arranging Indian cuisine. Plays on Bhakta Prahlad and Lord Krishna were also performed before the celebrations. The festival of colours was marked by everyone splashing colours on one another and exchanging greetings. In a social media post, the Singapore Embassy in India extended the greetings for Holi today. Taking to X, Singapore's High Commissioner to India, Mr. Simon Wong, expressed wishes that the festival would bring peace and joy to all. He also shared pictures of Holi celebrations from Barsana, Uttar Pradesh. The greetings for Holi came at a time when External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is on an official visit to Singapore, the Philippines and Malaysia. The maritime operation of Indian Navy played a pivotal role as the first responder and preferred security partner in the Indian Ocean region. The Indian Navy on March 23rd completed 100 days from December 23rd of the ongoing maritime security operations under the aegis of Operation Sankalp. The Indian Navy during this time responded to 18 incidents and played first responder role. The Indian Navy held maritime security operations in 3 years of Gulf of Aden and adjoining areas. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on the 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. President Draupadi Murmu has urged all stakeholders to come together to achieve a TB-free India. Maharashtra's Nahi Divecha has won 2 gold medals in the Indian Masters National Badminton Championships 2024 in Panchkula. Divecha, a member of the Bombay Gymkhana and associated with Shuttle Craze Academy, clinched the women's 50 singles title by defeating Haryana Sunita Singh Pawar in straight sets yesterday. Later, the duo of Nahi Divecha and Kiran Mokade grabbed the mixed doubles 50 title with an impressive win over the top-seeded Karnataka pair of Prabhagarajan Subbayan and Jayashri Raju in straight sets. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will clash with Lucknow Super Giants at the Sawai Mansingh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur at 3:30 p.m. while Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government extends ban on onion exports till further orders. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says suitable and timely policy decisions and economic reforms helped India steer away from COVID crisis. Pakistan Foreign Minister Mohammad Ishaq Dar says his country will seriously consider restoring trade ties with India. Death toll in Moscow terror attack rises to 133. And in sports, Maharashtra's Nahid Divecha wins two gold medals in Indian Masters National Badminton Championships in Panchkula. And with that, we end the Midday News.